my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when it's genuine. You are.
I had my share of love abuse. Manipulated. And its strength.
Miss you.
And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try. But it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient. Love is kind. Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help it. But to give God glory today, when I think about all I've been through, and I still came out.
Good evening. Good evening, how everybody's doing tonight. Hope everybody's doing well. Well, tonight, I'm going to take you on a journey with me. And the journey is going to be involved with several different topics. And scripture relating to those topics. And the story is going to be about sweet Jesus. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We will begin by asking questions and also scriptures and telling some stories behind each different situation. How the devil turned a friend into a betrayer. And reading the scripture, and supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas, Simon's son, to betray him. That's coming from John 13, chapter, the second verse. Have you ever felt betrayed by a friend? Or by someone you dearly love? When it happened, were you shocked? Did it feel like the person put a knife in your back? By violating your trust and revealing things that should have been kept in confidence? Did you marvel that such a trusted friend could turn out to be such disloyal? Did you wonder how in the world could a person so dear to me, so close to me, violated my trust by the devil and attack me in this way? I'm sure it was painful when a friend betrayed you. It was even worse when the person is your best friend and someone you have known and trusted for many years. Does that ring a story? Judas how he betrayed. Judas was used as devil instrument because he allowed the enemy to drive a wedge between him and sweet Jesus. Have you ever heard or have you ever felt agony over situation you have faced in life? Scripture, that's Luke 22nd, 43, 44. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him, and being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Have you ever wondered where all your friends were at a time when you really needed them? They pledged that they would be faithful, but when you needed them, they were nowhere to be found. Did you ever feel abandoned in this moment of need? Jesus himself was confronted with the same situation when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane on the night before his crucifixion. Have you ever had an experience where someone had a wrong perspective of you when you heard what that person thought of you? You were shocked to hear. Didn't you wonder how could anyone ever think something like that about you? Well, this is one reason why Christians need to be very careful and not to participate in gossip. The Judas kiss. Scripture, Mark 14, chapter 44, 45. And he betrayed him, had given him a token, saying, "Whenever, whomsoever I kiss, that same is he. Take him and lead him away safely." And as soon as he was come, he goeth straightway to him and said, "Master, Master," and kissed him. Have you ever been stabbed in the back by someone you thought that was a true friend? You had walked with him and spent much time with him. You had shared your thoughts and even your secret with, thinking that everything you said would be held in confidence between you, the two of you. When you discovered that the commitment you felt for that person was not what you felt for him, could you recall any hurtful moment in your life like that? Well, Jesus did. I want you to ask yourself, why did Jesus extend so much of himself to someone he knew would be disloyal to him? Let me ask these questions and see how you would be able to answer them. Have you ever been disloyal and unfaithful to Jesus? Have you ever been violated his authority, ever violated his authority in your life by disobeying him? Have you ever dragged him into unholy situation that you got yourself in? Think about that question also. Have you ever betrayed or denied him in your own life? If you are honest, your answer to all of these questions would be yes, I have done so. Jesus knew you would do these things even before he called you and saved you. But did he throw you out, rejected you, or disown you? No, he forgave you, and he will be forgiving you now and forever. Are you glad that Jesus has so much patience with you? Are you grateful? He gave you so many chances to get things right. It's nice to have a friend like Jesus to always be willing to forgive you. Have you ever experienced betrayal with someone along the way from a friend or associate you thought was a true friend, only to find out later that he or she wasn't? When Roman soldiers were knocked flat by the power of Jesus, and this is coming John 18:4-6, Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come unto him, went forth and said unto him, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said unto them, I am he. And as soon then he had say unto them, I am he, they went backwards and fell to the ground. Jesus, just as the Roman soldier and the temple police were preparing to arrest him, a supernatural power was suddenly released that was so strong, it literally knocked an entire band of 300 to 600 soldiers. You know one thing? I've read the Bible, but that was the first time I don't recall reading that. Don't care how many times you read the Bible, you will get insight on certain things. And I don't recall reading that part of the scripture, that after Jesus said, I am he, 300 to 600 soldiers, that's a lot of soldiers, they all fell backward to the ground. The Jesus we serve is so powerful, there is no force strong enough to resist his power. No sickness, no financial torment, relationship problems, political force. Absolutely nothing has enough power to resist the supernatural power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When the great I Am opens his mouth and speaks, every power that attempts to defy him and his word is pushed backwards and shaken unto it. They stumble and fall to the ground. Peter swings for the head, but get an heir. Scripture, John 18:10. Then Peter, Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut off his ear. Can you think of times when you became so impatient while waiting on the Lord that you decided to take matters in your own hand to get things moving a little faster? When you later realized that you made a big mess of things, were you grateful that you didn't wait a little longer before taking such action? All of us have been guilty of this from time to time, acting rashly and thoughtlessly. Jesus, after Peter cutting off one of the soldier's ear, Jesus decided to clean up Peter's mess. And the scriptures are coming from Luke 27:49-51. And after Peter cut off the right ear of the soldier, Jesus said, and he touched his ears and made it heal, and he healed him. Have you ever had a time when you nearly broken your heart to see what a mess a friend had made of his life? Just like Jesus cleaned up Peter's mess, because you love your friend so much, you are willing to do anything necessary to assist him in getting his life back in order again. Although you knew it would be very difficult, you were nevertheless willing to keep into his disorder and trying to help him or her because you knew he would never get out of this mess by themselves. Let us see what Jesus did for Peter that night in the Garden of Gethsemane after Peter chopped off the ears of the soldier, of the high priest. There is something that we can learn from this example Jesus gave that night. Peter certainly would have been put in prison by injuring a person of such a high stature. When you are tempted by a judgmental about other people's self-imposed problem, it would be good for you to remember the many times God's mercy has intervened to save you from messy situation that you created yourself. Even though you deserve to get in trouble, God loves you enough to come right along and help you and put things together so you can get out of that mess. Just like Jesus helping Peter out of that mess that he got into. 12 legions of angels. That's coming from Matthew 26:53. Think thou I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels. How much strength do you think one angel possesses? Today it would be for us to consider the full impact of Jesus' word in Matthew. Think thou that I cannot pray now to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels. Let's look at three questions. What is a legion? How many angels would there be in 12 legions? What would be combined strength of numbers of angels? Now, you know one thing? Jesus has power, and angels was down there with Jesus. And just imagine. First, let me explain what a legion is. It's the word in a military term that was taken from the Roman army. A legion demoted a group of at least 6,000 Roman soldiers. This means anything we read about legion of anything, of any kind, we can know it always referred to at least 6,000 of something. Now, it says 12 legions of angels. So that means if each set of legion is 6,000, 6 times 12 is 72 angels. So if Jesus didn't really have to go through all those things that he went through, he had angels there camped around him. He didn't have to go through the things that he went through on the cross, but he chose to do so. He loved us so much that he wanted to fulfill what God wanted him to do because he wanted to save our sins. But just imagine if all those angels, nothing would have happened to Jesus. He had the power himself to stop all of that. Have you ever had someone to spit in your face, to stuck you in your face, playing games with Jesus at his playing games at Jesus' expense? It's in Matthew 26:67-68. How the soldiers treated him, spit in his face, said certain things to him, blindfolded him, stuck him constantly in the face, put that crown on his head of thorns. It's terrible how they treated our sweet Jesus. But he died to save our sins. He suffered. But I want to go further and make it and discuss a little bit more in detail what how it happened, and I know you've all heard the story. They crucified him. When the victim was nailed to the cross, that's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross. The nail was driven through the palm of his hand, but through his wrist. Once the wrist was secure in place, the feet came next. First, the victim's leg would be positioned so that the feet were pointed downward when the sole pressed against the post in which the victim was suspended. A long nail would be driven between the bone of the feet, lodged firmly enough between these bones to prevent it from tearing from the feet as the victim arched upwards, gasping for breath. In order for the victim to breathe, he would have to push himself up from his feet, which were nailed to the vertical beam. However, because of the pressure on the feet, because unbearable, it wouldn't be possible for him to remain long in that position. So eventually he would collapse back into the hanging position. Just think how our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ died on the cross. Would you have allowed your son to be put on the cross and to be put in that position, nailed to the cross? Just knowing that Jesus always loves you, in spite of what you may be going through, just think about how Jesus suffered. And if you think about, sit and just think about the things that he went through for you, you should have faith in him and believe in him that he will always be there for you. Will you let your son suffer on a cross like our God did? He must have loved us so. So that should encourage you to have faith and believe in our God, that he will be there for us. He will never leave us or forsake us. I hope that you will have a wonderful and safe Easter holiday. But in the next few days, just focus on what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did for us to save our sin. He must have loved us so much. And I want you to go out this week and show love to someone else. A day is coming when the human race would bow their knees to acknowledge and declare that Jesus is the King of Kings. If you have a friend, when you have a friend who doesn't know Jesus, don't you think it's time for you to introduce that person to Jesus Christ? Your friend will come one day, bow before him anyway. The question is, which place will he bow before Jesus? Will he bow before him from heaven, from earth, or from hell? Which one that you want your friend to be able to bow down before Jesus? Let us encourage others to learn about Jesus as you do. Just think, would you choose them to bow from heaven, from earth, or from hell? I leave that with you today, how our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ suffered for our sin. Dwell on that this week until Easter comes, but celebrate that he's alive. He's alive, and he will be there for you. He will walk through you, with you, through anything that you may be dealing with. Be strong and encourage, and also encourage someone else, because he loves you so. Have a great week, and tune in next week. Same time, from 11 to 11:30. Be blessed and have a great week.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
You
are.
I had my share
of love abuse.
Abuse.
Manipulated.
And his strength.
And I can't help but to give God glory.
When I think about my story,
oh yeah, y'all,
I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me
because my enemies,
they did try,
but they couldn't triumph
over me.
Yes, they did try,
but it didn't work.
I'm still here.
I'm still alive.
I'm still blessed.
On my way to my destiny,
because the favor of God is on my life.
Let me tell you about love.
Love is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is felt most.